Track 12, and here's this week's sports news. It's mostly cricket. Firstly, there was drama as Bovey upset the odds. Bovey Tracy produced the shock of the day in the Premier Division with a 37-run win over long-time leaders Bradninch and Kentisbeare that moved them out of the relegation places for the first time this season. Paignton's defeat by Sidmouth meant they dropped into bottom two as Bovey went past them. The last day meeting between Bovey and Paignton definitely has relegation decider penciled all over it. Moussa Twala, Bovey Tracy's South African overseas player, made a top score of 103 in the home side's total of 242/9. Bradninch got to 205/7 with 10 overs to go, so it was game on. But the game turned during a four-ball spell from Seb Ansley that included Hardy, Josh Farley and finally Pugh going one after another as 205/7 became 205 all out. Peter Bradley, the Bovey Tracy's skipper, described it as the team's best performance of the season. Tynmouth and Shoreden slipped into B Division bottom two after suffering a 9-wicket pasting by co-warriors Clist St George. Tynmouth and Shoreden laboured to 25/5. Harrison Linnett and Carl Woolnow fashioned a mini fight back, but once they went, it was downhill all the way to 109 all out. Clist's only casualty on the chase was skipper Dan Kendall for 18, with the score on 23. Chris Farrow and man of the match Wells knocked off the rest of the target without any mishap. Meanwhile, South Devon defeated Plymouth second 11 by 6 wickets to condemn the City side to relegation and improve their own chances of dodging the drop. Plymouth were bowled out for 165, which proved a stroll in the park for the Newton Abbott side. With 2 games to go and 40 points to play for, Plymouth would need 41 points to dodge the drop. Elsewhere, Yelverton's relegation fears in C Division West worsened following a 5-wicket defeat at Ashburton. Yelverton team were bowled out for 92 in the 27th over, which Ashburton polished off in one over more. Abbott's Kurzweil second 11's late dash for survival in D Division West continued with a 6-wicket victory over relegation cousins Barton second 11. Abbott's with 134 points still have to get past Barton with 144 and Dartington and Totnes, who've got 149, to reach safety. It's a tall order, but double if Hatherley second 11 and Ipplepens can be beaten in the last 2 games. Not double, doable. So that should read doable if Hatherley second 11 and Ipplepen can be beaten in the last 2 games. Abbots Kurzweil's A Division survival prospects are effectively over following a 6-wicket defeat at the hands of Torquay and Kings Kurzweil. The Villagers are now 35 points away from safety with 40 to play for and need too many massive favours by other teams to survive now. Their fate will be sealed this Saturday once they have played Plymouth. Ipplepen banished their relegation concerns once and for all by inflicting an 81-run defeat on Bovey Tracy's second 11, for whom the worries continue. Reuben Stanley top-scored for the Pens with 71 in an all-out total of 252. Bovey were in a pickle at 52/6 in reply. George Pittman and Ryan Jones fought back during a stand of 86 that revived Bovey's prospects, but Stanley broke the partnership by dismissing Pittman on 142, and from then on it was a short hop to 171 all out. Meanwhile, relegated Chutley were 8-wicket losers against promotion outsiders Stoke Gabriel. Chutley made a respectable but gettable 190/9 in 45 overs, but big-hitting left-hander Justin Pringle belted Stoke to victory with an unbeaten 111 off 125 balls. That must have been quite a sight. The football season is struggling to get going, but there are a few matches taking place. Newton Abbott Spurs will welcome Ivybridge Town to the Rec for a second Friday night game of the campaign already. The first saw Mark Revel's side put 4 unanswered goals past Bovey Tracy in the league opener, and so they'll be hopeful of a repeat in this FA Vars clash. The other two matches that were played both featured Buckland Athletic. In the Western League Premier Division, Saltash United 0, Buckland Athletic 1. Saltash produced one of their best performances since Macca Brown became manager a year ago, but they still ended up empty-handed at Kimberley Stadium. And Torr Point Athletic 0, Buckland Athletic 3. Jared Lewington scored twice with three goals in the opening 18 minutes, which gave the Bucks victory over a battling Torr Point on Saturday. And that concludes the sports news for this week.